WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Charlie Zulu, radio check.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Station calling. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. I read you 5 and off of the Mount Clemens computer repeater.
I read you signal report. Can I play with my antenna a little bit, see if I can adjust it in a little bit better. And I appreciate it. I'm sorry, Ed. What was your call sign again, your name? And here's Matt.
Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. Name is Cliff. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, Cliff. Nice to meet you also. I don't think I've talked to you before on the radio.
Probably not. I don't get out here and talk a whole lot, even though I'm listening all the time. It's just that basically, you know, when I'm listening, usually I'm sitting somewhere. I've also got something else that I'm doing. So by the time I, like, go to grab the mic to answer a radio check or something like that, somebody else already did it.
Roger that. So, all right, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I know it's a cold, blustery day out there today. Good day to be doing indoor things. So appreciate the signal report, and you enjoy your
copy that. 73 is to you too. KFA DPZ monitoring. Be safe out there.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Thank you.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KSA BOT.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Fox Body, clearly don't remember.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Anyway, thanks very much for your comments. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, thanks for the relay. Let's move next to NAWU. Your comments, sir.
No comments. You can skip me this week. Thanks for doing that control. I'm out in the repeater shed, so if you hear the squeal, why I'm out here. I'm trying to figure out why my DVR is in here. NAWU, I'll be monitoring.
NAWU, thanks for setting up the link there. We certainly do appreciate that. Well, let's move next to Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not much going on here. I'll just get back to net control. KBD, KB9IAR.
KB9AAR, thanks for checking in. Let's take a break here and see if anyone else wishes to check in as a Michigan PSC net. Please call now. This is KJBD net control.
KB8SWR, the link is now up. Had some technical difficulties, but PHF and UHF are up now. KB8SWR.
KVA-SWR copy. I have you checked into the net. Anyone else wishing to check into the Michigan Air PFC net, please call now.
Yeah, net control, this is NAWRO.
Okay, there were two stations. One was very light, but I got one coming in on the VHF and KW something something. Could you repeat the call sign, sir?
Yeah, sir, sorry about that. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim from Macomb County.
Okay, I got a November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. There was another station, very, very light. If you try again, sir. Okay, I can't pick him out from the noise. Any relays? Once again, are there any relays? There was station in there, but I just could not hear them. Please call now. Okay, well, my apologies to whoever was trying to check in. Nobody seems to hear you. Very sorry about that, but we'll do one last check-in later on. So hang in there if you can.
KF8AYL.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
I got a copy on your station. How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I can hardly hear you. I heard the how are you, but your audio is low and it's a lot of background noise.
Hey, copy that. I'm going to move to my base station. I'm on a handheld right now, so give me a minute and I'll fire it up and I'll be able to talk to you more clearly.
Copy that. I heard that.
Okay, this is KF8EOR. I'm on my base station now.
That's 100% better. KF8AYL.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Birch Run off the Guilford repeater.
I'm in Columbiaville off the Lapeer repeater. My name's Todd, by the way.
All right, copy that, Todd. My name's Ken here. And just enjoying an evening with a cigar, watching a few videos, and decided that I'd throw my call out there and see if anyone's out.
There's been some traffic out there today. One group, some of them were on Macomb County. They had a mesh net going on and stuff. So, kind of active today.
You know, I think that's the 5 p.m. Sunday Michigan net. I think it's a 10-meter net, but they link it to the DHF, UHF world here. Yeah, that's probably what I think. It's 5 p.m. I know there's always a lot of traffic on Sunday at 5 p.m. I think they link it to that net.
Yeah, Ken, copy that. Yeah, that's who it was, actually. I was listening to it on my handheld while cooking, and so I didn't really get a chance to jump in. But I was listening to them. They're all coming in pretty good.
Yeah, they usually do. There's sometimes some problems with that link, but it all works when they get it going.
So can I a base unit, or you want mobile, or
I'm on a mobile that's acting as a base unit. If that's cheating, I admit it.
Okay, let me just abuse you of any guilt because I'm on a Rekavis 1995 with the base unit too. I also have one in my car and I have a handheld, so I'm cheating too, so don't feel bad.
Well, it's hooked to an antenna, a real base station antenna, but the antenna is in a tree because I kind of live in the forest here, so it's a real antenna, but it's just a 50-watt mobile.
Yeah, actually, I got my, I'm in my wife's office, which has a brass bed, so I got the magnetic car antenna sitting on the top rail of that on the second floor of my house right now, so that's the height of my antenna building at this point, but I'd like to get a real antenna for this radio too, or maybe even upgrade to either a 50 or 100 watt radio.
All right, so that's really cheating then.
I have no scruples when it comes to playing with my toys. I am not ashamed either. I make no apologies.
As you shouldn't. It's getting out there, and there's no real problems.
I've gotten folks all the way out to Chicago bouncing off the computers. I talked to a lot of guys over in Grand Rapids, and then up in Mount Pleasant all the time, and over in the Port Huron area, too. So we got computers set up here. We got UHF, UHF set up. We got our antenna set up actually closer to my house. It wasn't downtown up here, but I believe it's in Mayville now because we had a storm several months back that cracked our antenna in half. So it went from 125 to a 50-footer in a windstorm.
I do remember that. I think I saw a picture on somebody's Facebook page or something. Somebody said, go look at the Facebook page. That antenna got blown right over. It's cracked in half. I think I saw a picture of that Lapeer Tower.
Yeah, we get some issues off and on with it. Mostly on the UHF antenna, UHF frequencies, but they do a pretty good keep it going. In fact, I'm part of that group, that club out there in Ottawa Pier. They're a good group. They're a lot of friends, in fact. I don't even do social media anymore. AM and BMRS is really my only social media these days. I didn't have it any other way.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I don't have any social media accounts either. If Facebook page is public and I can look at it, that's great. I'll look at it sometimes, but I don't have an account. Not doing it.
Yeah, I find it more gratifying listening and talking to a real person over an AI. So, and it's in real time, so I'll take it that way.
Yeah, one of my guys that works for me, he also does work for another company that was showcasing. The company's Boston Dynamics that he does some other work for, and they were showcasing their robot, their humanoid robots at CES today, and they look pretty real, the way they move and walk. That's pretty scary. He showed me a video of it. He's like, he's not part of that group, but he's just happy to work for the same company, I guess. But, and I guess I'm happy to have him work for me, too.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen anything yet as far as robotics and AI. So, yeah, I'm not talking Terminator stuff, but I'm just talking, we're just going to see the things that even we couldn't imagine 45 years ago. Yeah, years ago I used to be a body and weight process engineer, like doing spot welding for GM and Ford. And the video today showed one of those robots holding up a whole body side, pulling it off its tooling fixture and turning it around and putting it on the side of the car in one move. I'm like, well, wait a minute. We had robots doing that in 1998. That's nothing new. It just didn't look like a human. Yeah, I think the human look of society is probably more of a psychological type thing than anything than practical. I worked as an industrial painter, and we worked right alongside the robots when they'd spray. They didn't impress me. Things were always going down, or they'd swing and crash into the armor, crash into the cage in between us, and see everybody run out of the booth real quick, unplugging their air hoses and running like hell. Yeah, I wasn't told now. Of course, actually, that thing was still running on DOS anyway, but yeah. But we'll see, I guess. Yeah, my guess is the U.S. military might be interested more than industrial components, but who knows? Who knows where that's going to go? Probably beyond our time, hopefully. Well, as a combat veteran, I can tell you, I sit and watch Ukraine, and they're rewriting the whole book as it goes. They're not using multi-billion dollar toys. They're buying commercial drones and mopping the floor with the Russians. So I think we're watching the present and future of warfare unfold right there if you're watching these videos. The Ukrainians have been brilliant the whole time, so I think that's going to paint us a good picture right there. Yeah, I hear you on that. That was kind of my thought, that stuff like that was going on. And, they have a lot of technology, and they're not winning. They're losing ground slowly, but external support. The fact that they're holding off as much as they can with what they got, yeah, they're definitely using some techniques and technology that they're just making it up as they go, and like you said, probably using off-the-shelf stuff, and hey, do what works. Well, you gotta look at it like this. The Ukraine, they smartened up, not just with their military, but their country as a whole. They've actually started their own industrial military complex, so they don't have to rely on NATO or the United States as their hand of business on this stuff. And two is, Russia is going bankrupt. All that was a high-powered gas station after the fall of the Soviet Union. And they're going broke. They can't replace all their losses anymore, so it's unsustainable. So all the Ukrainians got to do is just keep on death by a thousand cuts. They're going to be fine. Well, I hope so. I'd hate to see Russia run right over them, but they've been losing ground over the last year or so. But it's very slow. Like they're holding their own for the most part, and God bless them. Well, agreed. Well, just a few days ago, the Ukrainians just took out an entire Russian division, feigned a retreat. And all this stuff, and they all panicked, and the Russians went into the air and stuff. The Ukrainians just mopped and lowered them and captured well over 1,000 of them. Pretty much basically destroyed the rest. So this is kind of, Russia, they're a one-trick pony, and they're still trying to fight 1980s style warfare with a 21st century military. Yeah, not going to happen, pal. It doesn't work that way. Well, my wife's calling me in for dinner here, so I'm going to go in and get some victuals. But good 10 with you. And this is KF80 Whale 10, and I'll be clear on your final. that, Ken. KFAEOR, 73 to you. KFAEOR is clear.
This is Ken.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is correct.